إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، إمام المجاهدين وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. The story of Musa عليه السلام is the most frequently mentioned and the longest surah in Quran. The story of Musa in Quran is so long and so detailed and so frequently mentioned. One of the scholars said, كَادَ الْقُرْآنُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُوسَى. Quran was almost going to become the story of Musa. And there are a few reasons behind this emphasis on the story of Musa عليه السلام. This is not the time to go through all of the details of how come the story of Musa was mentioned so frequently, because we want to talk about some lessons that could be derived from his story. So we will take a few events that occurred and draw lessons from them, because again, we don't have the time to go through all of the story of Musa. But first of all, just briefly, some reasons behind the frequent mentioning of the story of Musa is because Musa alayhi salam is one of the greatest anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's one of Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. These are the five greatest anbiya. The greatest is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other four are Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Musa, Isa, and Nuh alayhim salatu wa salam. Second reason, Bani Israel was the last believing ummah before the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no other ummah between them. Third reason is that Bani Israel is the largest believing ummah after the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no Nabi who had a larger following than Musa alayhi salam. He comes second to only Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Fourth reason is because of the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. So we are told the story of Fir'aun because this ummah will have to deal with many Fir'auns in its history. So we draw lessons from how Musa alayhi salam dealt with Fir'aun. The fifth reason is the story of Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel. Even though Bani Israel were a believing ummah, an ummah that accepted the call of Musa alayhi salam, nevertheless, they committed many mistakes and they have fell into many pitfalls. So we are told the story of Bani Israel in order to avoid falling into the same mistakes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said that they would be among my ummah people who will commit the mistakes of al-umam, like Bani Israel and the nations before. We move on to some lessons from the story of Musa alayhi salam, and we begin with the mother of Musa. It is said that Fir'aun saw a dream. In that dream, a fire is coming out from the Holy Land, from Jerusalem, and it's burning all of the houses of the Egyptians, and it's only leaving the houses of Bani Israel. He asked for the interpretation of the dream. They told him it means that there will be a child among the children of Israel who will take away your kingdom. For Pharaoh, it was a simple matter. He said, well, let's then kill all of the male children that are born within this year.